Well, this is it. The very last show, talking about all the parks.
Very last show of the parks, not very last show, because, you know, that sounds very ominous, man.
Right. This is not the very last show. We're just getting started. But in this series of planning my vacation for me, this is it.
It seems like the true reason you really wanted to start this podcast. Basically, you said, hey, I've got to take a vacation to Disney. Why don't I come up with an excuse to bounce all my ideas off somebody else?
That's it. That's it. You caught me.
And I'm okay with that. I, you know, truly am. So, oh man. Yeah. It seems like it's taken us quite a few shows to get here, but
yeah,
we're down to just the shows at the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, sir. And they're all really good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And that's the thing, you know, I guess it's not Stars and Motor Cars over at DHS anymore, is it? It's like the Pixar Funtime Parade now or something.
Yeah. The Pixar Pals Parade.
There you go. And I don't really know that I've seen the Pixar one, but, you know, I've seen Stars and Motor Cars. Epcot really doesn't have anything now. Mickey's Jam and Jungle over at Animal Kingdom. They're all fun parades. It's something to do. But in comparison, for whatever reason, the parades, the events at Magic Kingdom, you know, I guess now it's the Festival of Fantasy Parade, and again, have not seen the Festival of Fantasy, but seeing the parades that have come before it have always been ones that, I don't know, I just want to catch that parade at least once, you know?
Right, yeah. And the Festival of Fantasy Parade features a giant fire-breathing dragon.
That's right. You know, the steampunk Maleficent we were talking about pretty early on in the podcast series is actually, this is where it shows up.
My goodness. That was episode 5.
Which would have been
January 20th.
Okay, so quite a while back. how we've grown, and basically now we're talking about the same things we were talking about in January 20th.
But better. But yes, we're better now.
That's right, but we're better.
We've grown so much.
Yeah, so, you know, a Disney parade is a typical parade. You're going to have your Disney princesses. You're going to have floats from different movies, you know, Little Mermaid, Peter Pan, all that kind of stuff. And it's probably going to end with Mickey and Minnie. I know Maleficent's there. I don't know. Typically, the last float is either Mickey and Minnie, or I feel like that parade usually ends with the princesses. You know, that big crystal float, I call it crystal, that big clear float that they had that had the princesses along the stair steps, mm-hmm. and the fairy godmother in the back maybe or something, it was either the end or almost the end of that parade. And my guess is that even, you know, because I've seen this parade through a couple of different variations, and they keep a lot of the same floats, and then they change a little bit of stuff up. But I am so excited to get to see a fire-breathing dragon. So.
Mm-hmm. And I've yet to see it, too, or either, but from the photos and everything, it looks awesome. And I believe Maleficent is pretty early on in that parade.
And I think that's probably a good idea. You know everybody's going to be looking for her, so let's go ahead and get her out of the way. And because otherwise I feel like you're going to be tempted to overlook so much of the rest of the parade while waiting for Maleficent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's so hard to comment on a parade you've never seen, but... The music is like it's custom it's custom composed, you know, specifically for the parade. It's the same guys who did the Sensational Parade music. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, it's going to be good. And it's just like, for some reason, like you were saying earlier, in the Magic Kingdom, they just put so much effort into making these parades perfect. And this thing is 12 minutes long. So that is a lot of content. For, you know, for you to be able to stand still and for 12 whole minutes have, you know, different things roll by you. I mean, that's a lot of content to keep track of. That's a lot of audio cues to keep track. I mean, it's like, it's so complex, and Disney just does it so perfectly, and they do it in a way that it's never gonna mess up. It's always going to be perfect, you know?
Right. Yeah. You get almost the same experience every time you go. And when you recognize how many moving parts are really involved in what's going on, that's pretty incredible.
And how many people, like, these are real people. These are cast members who are, you know, there's choreography and there's like, you know, it's just like, these aren't robots. These aren't audio animatronics that you know, they can guarantee, you know, they're going to dance the same way every time. I mean, these are people who have to do this over and over and over again, who are so good and so dedicated to this parade that, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, and what's nice is, as much as the parade stays the same, you can sit in the same place and you're going to see the characters, because they are people, you will see characters doing different things from take to take, you know. These characters are living, so, you know, Eeyore might come and give somebody a hug one time, and the next time Eeyore may, you know, be on the other side of the street, or, you know, they're going to do a different little dance when they're in your area, which is nice, because while the parade does stay so similar, it is at the same time different enough that you don't mind seeing it again, I feel like, anyway.
Right. In a parade like this, it's impossible to take it all in at once, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. You will see it so many times, and you will experience it. You know, you'll see things, and you'll be like, "Was that even there the last time I was here?"
Right.
And yes, it was. But there's just so much going on visually that you're, like you said, you're just not going to take it in all at once.
So this parade starts in Frontierland, kind of goes up through Liberty Square, goes about 2/3 of the way around the hub, and then ends on Main Street. Pretty much where you enter the park, around where the band plays. I believe that where the band plays and where, like, the Christmas tree,
where the firehouse is, that's the exit for floats,
right?
Or at least that's where it has been in the past. So,
and so that middle part of that main street area, I believe that's a viewing area, but I believe that's the Fastpass Plus viewing area for the parade.
Now, I think the Fastpass Plus viewing area for the parade is actually the hub.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the hub area is, I don't know if it's the entire hub, but I do know it's a section of the hub is devoted to the Fastpass Plus location.
Okay. Which is good, because you've got a straight shot from the hub looking up into Liberty Square. I mean, you've got a straight visual shot. You can watch them all come, you know. Right,
exactly.
You.
And I think that's kind of, you know, you have that side view of them as they're coming in and everything. If you're in the Fastpass Plus location, you know, and that then basically kind of, I don't know, it comes down to, is that where you're going to use one of your Fastpass Plus redemptions? Because you do have three to start with, and parades from, you know, I actually finally got into the Fastpass Plus system because I do have a no expire hopper pass that I bought years ago, which ended up being a really good investment when you see how much Disney tickets go up year after year. But anyway, I have that now attached to my account, so I was able to go in there. And guess what? You aren't getting a Fastpass for the parade. You're not getting a Fastpass for Wishes. You're not getting a Fastpass to go meet Anna and Elsa, because those suckers are sold out. You can still get them for the attractions, but and it makes sense, because this is a parade. It happens one time. It happens at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? The 3 o'clock parade is at 3 o'clock, folks. Oh, if I could only tell you the number of times I had that question.
I believe they have a whole bunch of merchandise dedicated to that question.
They do. And there's a reason why. And I think some, you know, and here's the thing. Some people were actually trying to be funny when they asked, and no big deal. There were other people that I could tell were on. And typically the question truly was, what time does the 3 o'clock parade come past this location? But you have to ask that in a different way than what time is the 3 o'clock parade? Because it takes everything in you not to just, I'm a sarcastic person.
Punch them in the face.
It's really, really hard not to be sarcastic in those sort of situations. But yeah, so this is the 3 o'clock parade now. And because it only happens one time, an attraction is going throughout the day. I think it's rumored 350 people is the number of fast passes they give out for the parade. So if you're not in that group of 350, guess what? You're not going to get a fast pass for the parade. So these are things that you have to fast pass a lot further out. I don't know. I've read reviews, and I've read reviews from people who go to the parks consistently, who say that, you know, they finally bit the bullet and did the fast pass plus on the parade, and that it was awesome. I'm going to be hard pressed to make this one of my FastPass Plus selections, just because I know I want to ride the attractions, and I feel like I can get to the parade somewhere. But the big, huge, hulking caveat to this whole thing is when our family goes and we get set up for the parade, we're getting set up an hour and a half to 2 hours before the parade begins, so that we have a spot for the parade, because the only place you're going to get 30 minutes till is going to be somewhere where a cast member is going to have to come and very nicely ask you to continue moving because you are trying to stand in a walkway.
Right.
Because everywhere that you can stop to watch the parade, somebody's going to be sitting at, because everybody knows you have to be there early. So I think if the FastPass Plus thing buys you some extra time, maybe you only have to be there 30 minutes early. Well, then you have to go, you know what? That's an hour and a half more time I have to go do attractions that otherwise I would be sitting waiting for the parade. So I don't know. It's a weird toss up there.
Right.
But being in the hub, that is a prime viewing location for those parades.
Right. And it's worth noting that, and I don't know that we've actually talked about it before, but annual pass holders can book 30 days out, but resort guests can book 60 days out.
Yes. So so you do have a heads up or an advantage over those people who are doing who have annual passes. So you do have a little bit more of a chance of getting in there. I would imagine that even those people who with annual passes, 30 days out, there's probably a lot of stuff they can still get.
Sure. But talking about trying to book this the day of, you are literally 59 days behind everyone else.
Right. And and there are some things at Disney you don't get if you do not book on the first day. For example, you know, I was, again, playing around in the, you know, I love playing in the new My Disney Experience app. I could waste way, way too much time there, considering that as of right now, I'm not even planning a vacation to Disney this year. But, you know, I was sure I just opened up Be Our Guest, which I was able to, you know, view reservations for 60 days out. Guess what? There are not 66 months out. There are no dinner reservations to be had at Be Our Guest 6 months out, because what happened is this morning, as soon as the reservations line opened up, probably in about 5 to 10 minutes, every reservation they had is now booked.
Yeah.
And so there are those experience at Disney where that's what happens. You don't get an opportunity if you don't book it immediately. In fact, Cinderella's Royal Table in Magic Kingdom, you can't even book online. You have to call the dining number to get a reservation for that. Mm. So, I don't know. The parades could very well be one of those sorts of experiences where if you want to get a fast pass, you're going to have to get it 60 days out.
Yeah, I would say even more so, because, you know, dining reservations happen every, you know, 5-10 minutes. The parade literally happens one time.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So there are a lot, you know, again, kind of like with the attraction fast passes, there's probably a lot fewer than 350 or a lot more than 350 that you can reserve for the dining for Be Our Guest for that night. Mm-hmm. And that books in 5 to 10 minutes. So imagine what parade. Yeah. FastPass Plus has got to be kind of crazy if you want to get these parades, if they're really, and you know what? I know even if the parades aren't that way, I can guarantee you, if you want to go see Anna and Elsa, you better be ready and quick on the trigger finger.
Yeah.
When those FastPass Pluses open up.
Yes. Four hour wait.
You're really going to keep hitting on that one, aren't you?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I love character meetups and all that, but 4 hours. Good Lord.
Yeah. I wish I couldn't believe it, but I can totally believe it because I've seen how those character meetups work. So,
and you know what I learned? They don't limit your time with Anna and Elsa. Anna and Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally spend as much time as you want with them. That's straight from the mouth of the woman who is in charge of Princess Fairytale Hall meet and greets. She said there is no time limit on how long you spend with those characters.
See, that just doesn't seem like a very good, it doesn't seem like a very good idea. Because I totally get, and I love the fact that Disney does everything they can to give every guest the best experience, but there's got to be some sort of a balance to be struck there between the guest who is currently getting to experience, who had to wait 4 hours
right.
to see Anna and Elsa, and recognizing that you don't want to turn it to a 5-hour wait for the people behind the guest who had to wait 4 hours for Anna and Elsa.
Right.
So, you know, and I wonder how much of that is we don't put any time limit, wink, wink. You know, we conveniently say things and do things in a way that might encourage someone to move on to another experience after getting their time done. Because, you know, I do know that there is what we actually say and there is Disney speak and what things actually mean. So,
yeah, well, I'm sure if I tried to go in there and spend 30 minutes with Anna and Elsa, they'd have something to say about it. But the fact that, you know, 5 or 10 minutes even is, quote, okay, you know, is nuts.
Yes, that's going to add up real quick. So your new mission is when you and your wife go in November, I would like you to take a chessboard with you and go meet Anna and Elsa and say, all right, I'm challenging you to a chess match.
You guys want to play Monopoly?
There you go.
Do you want to play Monopoly?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, so we've gone way off here, but yes, we are talking about the parade.
Anywho. And
yes, the festival of fantasy parade, definitely something that you're going to want to go do.
For sure.
Be prepared to be there an hour and a half to 2 hours early, just depending on what what the park load is like that day. And be aware that with all of the experiences that we're talking about today, there are Fast Pass Plus options available, I guess is the way that you would. I'm like, I don't even know how I would say this.
I believe that is the whatever the wording okay. for it is.
Okay.
Available Fast Pass Plus availability.
Ah, there you go. That sounds really, really nice. So so we move on from the Festival of Fantasy Parade onto the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh my gosh.
You better be saying, oh my gosh, as in that's awesome.
I love it. You're saying, okay. I love it. Never seen it, but I love it.
I mean, here's the thing.
I love the music.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Even if you haven't seen it, you've heard the music,
mm-hmm.
and probably even if you don't, you know, I know that you know the music because you are into Disney stuff, and anybody who's into Disney stuff at some point or another, especially if you're into the parks, has heard the Main Street Electrical Parade music. But guess what? There are people who don't even know that they've heard the Main Street Electrical Parade or that have heard the Main Street Electrical Parade at one point or another because just that electro synth music, mm-hmm. it just permeates so many random things at times.
Yeah, and it's, if I can remember the opener, it's some like 20,000 twinkling lights.
Thousands of sparkling lights.
Something crazy, so many lights, and they're
all... I forget what the light number is, and Syntho, yeah. I don't know. I used to be able to quote that from, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's one of those random Disney things that you know, that and por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas.
That is
stand clear of the doors.
Yes, monorail.
That's right.
Also, and there's also a line of merchandise devoted to that phrase.
Exactly. You know, it's funny how Disney has finally picked up on the viral aspect of so many of these things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Main Street Electrical Parade is a viral experience. It's one that, for me, is near and dear to my heart because when my family first visited the Walt Disney World parks, we actually showed up partway through the day because we had driven in, and our plan was not to go into the parks until the next day. But at the time, they were running Main Street Electrical and Spectro Magic. Mm. And I so badly wanted to see Main Street Electrical that we actually burned our tickets on a half day, which actually, if you start doing the math and you figure out what adding one more day to your tickets, if you're not, if you're doing the expiring tickets, the difference between a 5-day and a 6-day ticket is so crazy small. I don't feel like it's such a bad deal to only go in for a partial day a lot of times. But anyway, we burned that partial day just so we could go and see the Main Street Electrical Parade. And so that's one of my first experiences with Disney parades. And it's just, it's what I want. I want that classic Disney experience, and that's what it is. Which, you know, other people are going to say, then that makes it dated and old and whatever else. But no, to me, that is just classic Disney.
Well, they can shut up if they're going to say that, because
that's right.
It's amazing.
That's right. And one of the things to remember about the Main Street Electrical is that it often runs twice.
Mm-hmm.
Many nights it will run twice, and it's going to run once, like right before the fireworks, and then it will run again, you know, I don't know, usually about like 45 minutes after the fireworks. A lot of times the wait will be a lot less for the second showing of it,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to get into a good position for fireworks, which is going to be on Main Street, you better go ahead and get there in time for the Main Street Electrical Parade, because it's very hard to get into that position after the parade has passed before the fireworks begin.
Right. Because most people who are going to see the electrical parade are just going to stay there for the fireworks.
Exactly. They're not going to go, oh, look, we just saw the parade. The fireworks start in 10 minutes. Ah, let's head out.
Yeah.
So, you know, for example, I think I just pulled up the Disney website, and it looks like tonight the parade is going to be at 9. And so if I was going to go see the parade at 9 tonight, I would probably be on Main Street or in whatever part of the hub was not Fast Pass plusable no later than probably 7:30. And I might even be looking to get there closer to 7, which, again, sounds absolutely insane when I tell you that and one of the things that I would probably do in that situation is go grab a, you know, burger or something at Cosmic Rays and then head to the hub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat dinner, sit down, eat dinner, chill out, people watch, and boom, parade, the celebrate the magic on the castle, which is incredible, and fireworks. And then you've got a little bit of time to even go ride some rides after all that.